Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Welcome to IWBN Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program at IWBN Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the host, guest, or agent with IWBN or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
Rashid Salam, your engineer and host for tonight's show, the science of health and wealth learning law, Ramadan and beyond. Let me give you the greeting of Ramadan Mubarak, and this is our special edition of our one-hour show that we're hosting during the month of Ramadan. We have an opportunity to share with you and talk with you about issues and concerns about optimal health. I'm doing a little traveling today. I just got my phone kind of charged back up. On this special blessed month. You know, a lot of us sometimes We fast during the course of the day, and we forget some of the key elements. And those key elements are eating our food scientifically, cooking our food scientifically, and also eating the proper foods. And it's really important to us to share with you that some of the ways we used to cook, we're trying to change that format in your mindset, and especially during this special month when we're fasting all day long, that we don't want to put in our bodies those foods that do us the most harm. So scientific education is what we're going to be about this month, scientific information, being able to take on the responsibility of changing your lifestyle, changing your mindset, and hopefully and prayerfully you will come into a new understanding on how to master this eating disability that we do have. And I have to say it like that because most of us don't even know what we're eating based on the world that we live in. They keep telling us we live in a food desert. So if that's the case, that we live in a food desert, what are they bringing into the desert? And what dessert is being put on your table? And what are you eating? What is it doing to you? Do you understand what's taking place in your digestive system? What do you understand what takes place in your whole mechanism we call the human body and the systems that it consists of? So we want to talk about a little of those care, those maintenance problems that we're going to have this month. I think Abdul Shaheed has some special information that he wanted to share with you as well. So with that, I don't want to keep you long, and I don't want to prolong the short little time that we do have together. We are in the month of Ramadan, and this particular broadcast is definitely being broadcast in an hour. So we will make sure you get the best benefit and the best usage of this time. So Abdul Shaheed, is your mic open, or do we have to do anything special at this point? Just one second. Let me see if I can get you right now. Here we go. All right, my brother. I'm sorry.
Ramadan Mubarak. How are you? Walaikum salam. How's that volume?
Oh, it sounds good. Was mine okay?
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, very good. Okay. I just want to make sure because I am traveling and my phone was having some difficulty because I wasn't able to charge it, so no one's been able to reach me over the last day or two because I didn't have a charger. But inshallah, we're here. Let's get busy. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Science of Health and You. And those of you who do are on the Internet, I want you to know something. There's a way for you to communicate with us, and you can text that information to us via another number that we have available. That number is 650-669-0458. You can text me at that particular number, and I'll get the text. The phone doesn't ring, but I'll definitely get the text, and I'll be able to share that with Abdul Shaheed and whomever is on the phone. So for those of us who want to understand or get a better understanding of what's taking place this month, what we're trying to accomplish, I know most of us are concerned about what to eat, concerned about how to cook what we should be eating after fasting during the course of a day, what is the best methods that we can do to break our fast. So with that, Abdul Shaheed, floor is yours, my good brother.
Thank you so very much, Brother Rashid, and we give all the praise and thanks to the Almighty for allowing us to be here this afternoon, this evening with you and on the program with our listener. We're going to continue to share information, God willing, about optimal health, some rules to health, and we also, since we're fasting, the men and Muslims are fasting throughout the world, we'd like to share some insight and some information, very important, on fasting in general. And fasting in general. Symptometry, the most natural scientific mean to address the needs of human cell, has formulated scientific fasting. Many of us fast, and we've been fasting for a number of years, but we're going to share some concepts about scientific fasting, what's really happened to our body when the person is fasting and going without food for a certain period of time during the day. And the other method of fasting what people try to do and use to improve their health, but we know that Ramadan is not just about improving our health. It's about following the dictates and the obedience to the Almighty Source Creator. This is the purpose of Ramadan. Obedience is the key here, not so we can lose weight, not so we can look better and improve our skin, all these other benefit, though they are a benefit to us, but that's not the reason why we are fasting. We're fasting because of the revelation that was thought to be received by the prophet, Prophet Muhammad. May Allah be pleased with him during this month, during this very month of Ramadan. This is the reason why the Muslims all over the world are fasting to commemorate this time that the Quran had began to be sent down over a period of 23 years. So, brother and sister, thank you for joining us. We give all the praise and the thanks to the Almighty for allowing us to be here and for allowing you to be here with us as well. So we're not going to delay any time because our time is short, and many of us be breaking our fast shortly. And we want to steer us in some direction. So beyond Ramadan, we don't go back to our old habits, our old ways. We have learned some things that we can institute, lifestyle that we can change. And this is what improving our health is all about, modifying our diet, modifying our lifestyle, and learning how to live on this planet without catching a disease. This is the object. The Almighty Source Creator has placed everything inside the human being to deal with every condition, every disease. Our cells know how to put things back to normalcy. Our cells, they're experts at putting things back to normalcy. That is a natural law, brothers and sisters. Whatever is abnormal must be put back to normalcy. If not, our life would be at stake. This is the progression of a disease. This is what we study at the American School of Symptometry. Our life would be at stake if we don't put things back to normalcy. There's a natural law, and this law is on automatic pilot. It is called the law of automation. It's automatic. The Almighty have created system and put system in place. That's what keeps man in check. Allah don't have to watch over us. He has system. He's the Lord of all systems of knowledge. And that's what he used to keep us in check. The planets, the stars, the solar system, the creation is under the law. And we're part of the creation, and we're under those same laws of physics. And the natural law, whatever is old must be renewed. Whatever is weak must be strengthened. Whatever is abnormal must be put back to normalcy. That is a natural law. Many of us are not familiar with that. Whether we're familiar with it or not, that is the law. If not, you're going to have a disease. This is what we mean by it. So we're going to talk some about this refrain that we've been speaking every time we get an opportunity to speak or say something to someone about optimal health. We want them to understand that what you eat, what you drink, and the substance and the chemical to which we expose ourselves to will affect our cells' behavior and their structure in the following three ways. We're talking about health, brothers and sisters. Health on every level. On every level. We're talking about mental health, sexual health, physical health, emotional health, metabolic health, and the health of all the system. Our body sits on 11 systems. All of them should be healthy. Not just one or two of them. All of them must be healthy. A disease anywhere in the human body is sooner or later is going to affect our brain. And if it affects our brain, it's going to affect our mind. Our mind is our decision maker. It makes all of our decisions. Even though the brain is the command center, the mind makes the decision. And this is what gets man in trouble, the mind. What gets man in trouble. So, brothers and sisters, these following three ways, how our cells are affected, their behavior and their structure. Number one, they will cause, these substances will cause pH imbalance and iron loss. If you're losing iron, or your iron will not be able to be integrated into the cell, then many conditions we will acquire. Many conditions are anomalies. Iron is very important, along with other minerals. Very important. It's one of the main chaperones, escort things into the cell. Number two, they will fill our blood with impurities. Blood impurities, they come from the air we breathe, come from the food that we eat, and come from the water we drink. And you have these impurities in everything, brothers and sisters. impurity that will end up in our blood. People will be sick because of blood impurity they did not remove. It's our responsibility, brothers and sisters, to remove blood impurity, to keep doing it and keep doing it, because every day we're exposed to more. In 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years, we didn't remove any blood impurity. Well, don't be surprised when things start shutting down, when things start deteriorating, when we begin to lose our health. This is age has nothing to do with health. It is what we fail to do because no one is teaching us. So number three, those things that we have exposed to will violate the pH rule, the natural law, the law of physics, and the rules of health. And this is what causes the person to become sick. We're not sick because we're not taking a specific drug. We're not sick because we are not taking some specific dietary supplement. We're not sick because we didn't have chiropractic adjustment or because we didn't go to the acupuncture today. No, we're sick because of the mistakes that we're making, dietary mistakes, lifestyle mistakes. And no one is teaching how to navigate planet Earth, because planet Earth is very toxic, it's predatory, and it's adversary. These are the things that we have not learned and that our parent didn't know. Nobody taught them either. And their parent didn't know. Now it's on our shoulders to do things better, to improve, to correct their mistakes. And this is how we do it. And each generation will do their part. And eventually we all can become disease-free. This is what we all should be aiming for. During this month of Ramadan, we should be making fewer mistakes that will affect our health and more improvements upon our health, and never look back. After Ramadan, it's over. Keep moving forward. So, brothers and sisters, we're going to share some information about scientific fasting. I hope you have your notepad out or intend to go back and listen to the recording. I'm sure the information we're about to share, most of us or most of you probably never heard anything like this before. But that's fine. But just pay attention. And we're going to do the best we can to shed some light on scientific fasting. Scientific fasting. We already explained the reason why we observe the month of Ramadan and why people do fast for health reasons as well. This should give us some criteria and more information about what happens in our body when one fasts, go without food for a certain period of time. So right away, fasting is a voluntary deprivation of food, resulting in the denial of nourishment to the cell. See, we eat food to nourish our cells, and our cells need this nourishment in order for them to do their job, to carry out their purpose, which is to keep us healthy, believe it or not. Our cells produce the energy, mitochondrial energy, that's needed to fulfill their function. They cannot do anything without energy. In order to produce energy, they also must produce enzyme. Enzyme deficit lead to illnesses and disease. Energy deficit also lead to disease. A person will have a disease in that part of the body where they're losing energy, because the human being is energy dependent. We depend on energy. Nothing happens without energy. Our body operates, brothers and sisters, through force and energy. If you consume food that depletes your energy level and denature enzyme, don't be surprised when you get sick. Don't be surprised, because that would be the reason. That would be the reason. So the anatomists, they define fasting as the period when food is not in the mouth to start the digestion process. In other words, to them, fasting takes place between meals. Not from abstaining from eating, it takes place between meals. For example, a person that eats three meals a day, fasting would take place three times a day. So it amounts to fasting between breakfast and lunch, fasting between lunch and dinner, and fasting between dinner and breakfast the following morning. So that would be three times a day. That would be fasting. This is the anatomy. Those people who study the organs, their function, and their purpose. But they do not study what makes these organs sick. They do not study the source of the disease. They know what makes the organ function, and they know their different parts. That's anatomy and physiology. They know the parts, but they don't know what makes the parts healthy. This is why they would suggest surgery to take something out of you. Because they don't know what to do to make it healthy. So they try to replace it with something else, or will try to replace it with another organ of another person, when it's really not necessary to do that. If you become a student of symptomology, then you would know why. It's not necessary to do that. Every organ can be renewed. The cells have the ability, and that's what the organs are made of, cells, brothers and sisters. And they have the ability to remove every anomaly and put everything back to normalcy if we do our part to help them. So that's what the anatomists think about fasting. Technically, this is not a fast. It is the interdigested period that allows one round of digestion to end while another round of digestion begins without giving the digestive system a well-deserved rest. When we fast, we give our digestive system a well-deserved rest, brothers and sisters. Some of us eat all day. We don't even take a break. We're always nibbling and eating on something or drinking something. So your digestive system never get a break for repair. Minor repair, major repair. See, our cells have the ability to repair everything and to renew everything. But if you don't give it time to do it, because you're always eating, well, the digestive system takes up a lot of energy. Matter of fact, the digestive system will rob energy from your brain, rob energy from the heart, rob energy from the lungs in order to digest the food that you're eating. And there are two types of enzymes. So if you're eating all the time, the cell will not have an opportunity to produce the enzyme for repair and maintenance. Those are called ancillary enzymes. You always be producing digestive enzymes. You can't be healthy without both. I mean, without the ancillary enzymes. You need both of them. But if you're always eating, the cell will not have an opportunity to produce those other enzymes for repair and maintenance. Everything has to be maintained and repaired, brothers and sisters, even our car, our home, our office, our computer, our phone, has to be repaired and maintained. Different machinery, your air conditioning. Every season, or at least every year, you have to clean it out, maintain it, change the filter monthly. All these things have to be done. When do you change the filter in your body? That's the membrane. When you change the oil in you, when you remove the blood impurities, when do you carry out the garbage that comes from the food every time you eat? This is what we mean. The human body is very, very high maintenance, but no one has told us this. No one took time to tell us this because they didn't know. Now you're learning for the very first time. Isn't that amazing? And this is why people all over the world are sick, because they're not doing the repair and the maintenance that's required. Now we're learning about it and how to do it. And we're becoming experts at doing it because we're being taught at the American School of Symptometry how to do it. So brother and sister, we hope you're paying attention. It is because our cells do not take a break that we must give our digestive system a break. The cells work around the clock. Brothers and sisters, they work around the clock. So if we give our digestive system a break, then they can do the repair work and the maintenance and upkeep that's required for us to keep going and keep going and keep going. This is what happens. So a scientific fast, brother and sister, entail the intentional stoppage of bowel flow, as well as the suspension of all digestive enzymes in order for the digestive gland and system to have an opportunity to cleanse themselves. This is scientific fasting. Fasting with this purpose in mind. It's called scientific fasting. Not just fasting, being with, I want to fast today. When we fast, we should always have a purpose and a reason for the fast. There should always be a purpose. So I have some clients, they say, well, should I fast? I said, what's your reason? Why do you want to fast? What's your purpose? What's your intent? That should be the overriding factor in the fast we decide to do. So with the scientific fasting, it's allow the digestive system to kind of shut down a bit and allow those cells to cleanse themselves and the system to do major repair or minor repair work and the opportunity to fine-tune themselves. It is because the cells do not take a break that the digestive system should have a break. We should give it a break every now and then, brothers and sisters. This just makes sense. And we can say common sense in this instance. That's the number one reason for scientific fasting. The second reason for scientific fasting is it allows the cell to pull out the garbage that was stored in the tissue and to completely get rid of it. To completely get rid of it. Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing? Because food, when we're not eating, will interfere with the process of cells being able to cleanse themselves. That's garbage that our body produces every time we eat food, brothers and sisters, every time we breathe the air, every time we drink water. And we think that all we have to do, eat food, drink water, or some beverage, and go to the bathroom a few times a day, that we're going to be healthy. That is not true. That is not the case. It's about 10% of what we need to do. About 10%. And who's teaching you the 90% that must take place? No one. Now we have a school called American School of Symptometry that's teaching people like myself and others who want to be healthy. That's the requirement, those people who want to be healthy. Now we have a school to teach us, so we can teach others. This is how it's done. So the third reason to do a scientific fast, it gives the machinery in all the glands more time to do repair work. See, the cells and the machinery, this is what this body is put together with, brothers and sisters. We have all kinds of machinery in us that the Almighty created. And it's only we who make the mistakes that do not really realize how powerful this machine is and what its capabilities are. We have really never put it to the test. If we did the work that we're supposed to do to maintain it, we would surprise our own self of what we'd be able to accomplish. Absolutely amazing, brothers and sisters. So the garbage must be removed because this garbage would be stored in the tissue and also in the membranes. And the garbage has to be removed. It would get stuck in all of the cell machinery, all of the cellular organelles. That's where the garbage would be. And the debris, because we have salt in our blood, and that salt will be reacting with all of the nutrient that we are consuming from the food. Salt is a reactor, brothers and sisters, and that's salt in our blood. So this is where debris comes from. And we're made with 94% water. You mix water with debris, you have sludge. The term in the creation is mud, but in our body, it's sludge. And we have to be the one to remove it. If we don't, it will be covering all of the cell machinery. And you'll be wondering, it's 90 degrees outside, but you still be cold because you're not able to circulate heat, though you circulate blood. For that reason, this is what be happening to you. So at that time, the cell will be able to produce ancillary enzyme because you're not eating food now, because you're now doing a scientific fast and you're not eating food. So now they give the cells an opportunity to produce ancillary enzyme for repair and maintenance. So that's another reason for scientific fasting. A fourth reason for scientific fasting is it facilitates the extension of the nutrient recycle period. See, our cell has the ability to recycle nutrients. Matter of fact, if we remove the garbage from the cell, we can recycle nutrients thousands of times, the same nutrients. And this is how the cell works. They get the best. They waste nothing. They get the best and the most out of everything. So those nutrients that we consume from the food or supplement, they have the ability to recycle them, use them over and over and over. Isn't that amazing? Absolutely mind-blowing, brothers and sisters. This is what we have learned. So recycling period will be able to. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I'm glad you did say that again for a second time, because I was just here to say, please say that one more time, because that's a heavyweight summary. Hey, recycling nutrients?
Amazing?
We never recycle thought about that before.
Recycle nutrients over and over and over, thousands of times. Well, I took this vitamin B1. It was way back 2 or 3 months ago. Our cell has the ability to recycle them over and over again. If you take care of the cells, if we take care of the cells, because they know, Allah knew what kind of situation we're going to be faced. There'll be a period of time we might have to go without food because we have to be on the run or we're under duress. We're on planet Earth, very toxic, adversary, and predatory. Man has always had a challenge to exist on this place. But now we have scientific information about how our body operates to be even more efficient when we have to be without food and water. Isn't that amazing? Absolutely incredible, brothers and sisters. So it extends, scientific fasting will extend the recycling period for many nutrients. And reason number 5, we're down to the 5th reason for scientific fasting. And I'm trying to do this as fast as I can, brothers and sisters, because we want to leave time for questions that people might have. The 5th reason for scientific fast is allow the cell to produce a lot of bond smashers. This is key, brothers and sisters. Bond smasher. Why do we need bond smasher? Because every chemical, every toxin, every concretion has bond. They're bonded together. They're a collection, a group of atoms bonded together. This is what chemistry is. And our cell produce bond smasher to smash the bond on toxic, on fumes, on plant alkaloids that are heat resistant. Smash the bond on poison. For example, removing hydrogen atoms from a poison, then the poison won't affect the person. Our cell has the ability to do everything for us, brothers and sisters, if we take care of them and we understand their machinery and their working and help them to help us to stay healthy. That is the key to health. It is these bond smashers that will break the chemical bond of toxic alkaloid as well as the covalent bond on metabolites. That's food that was not well digested or metabolized. They leave troubling metabolites behind that will be blocking energy transfer, that will be blocking the ability to produce enzymes, that will be compromising our cells. And eventually they're going to produce symptoms and other anomalies to get our attention, to get our attention. They'll be able to smash the bond on iron toxicity when our cells are not able to use the iron that we're consuming and supplement. People go to the health food store, Brother Rashid, they buy iron supplement, not knowing that there's garbage covering the cell membrane, so the iron is not going into the cell, it's just in the tissue. And that keeps happening, so the person is going to become toxic to the iron because it's not being utilized. He's just stirring up the iron in the tissues. So that would progress or develop into iron toxicity. Person is poisoning themselves, but they think they're doing something good and healthy. The doctor said, you anemic, you need to go to get take some iron. And they do that, not knowing it's the blockages, the sludge, the concretion, blocking the iron from being metabolized or utilized by the cell. Now it becomes toxic in the person. Same thing about selenium. People, well, I need some selenium. Well, toxicity, same thing about zinc. We think we're doing a healthy situation, developing healthy habits, and we're poisoning ourselves because the cell is not using the iron. It's not being absorbed by the cell because the cell has blockages. So that would be the first advice. We advise the person to clean up the cells, remove the garbage, the concretion, the toxin, the poison, the metabolites. It goes on and on, brothers and sisters. There's no silver bullet to get our health back once we lose it. There's many different things that we have to do. And that's what we're teaching on this program, the things that we have to do. So those bond breakers will be able to break the bond on chemical, airborne hairspray. People use hairspray. There's chemical in that can. People spray on their hair. Both males and females are using hairspray on their hair. And there's chemicals there. And you're breathing those chemicals in. We use spray in the bathroom. Sometimes people go in there. When you follow that, you have to use some spray to stay in there. And there's chemicals in there. They have bonds. Everything is bonded together. Collection of atoms to produce molecules. Molecular bond, covalent bond, ionic bond, hydrogen bond, nitrogen bond. Everything is bonded. So our cell produce bond smasher. Who taught them to do that? They have atomic intelligence, brothers and sisters. Nobody taught them to do anything. They know how to figure things out to get the best results. The Almighty created them with atomic intelligence. We just have to do our part. They know what to do. So they break the bond on perfume. Some people can't stand the smell of any perfume because they reach the saturation point of all those bonds, and they have no bond breaker to break the bond on that perfume. Insecticide, pesticide, and the pollen that we're breathing today, all these ragweed pollen, pine pollen, all the different pollen during this time of year that give people all kind of fits because they're not producing bond breakers to break the bond on the pollen. So they do not have allergic reaction, allergies, all those things are reversible. We do that every day, helping people reverse these conditions, running noses when the season changes. You don't have to be putting up with those things. Help the cell to produce bond smasher, and that's what they would do. On pharmaceutical drugs, they're bonded together. They're not atoms, they're molecules, so they're held together by molecular bonds. And also, The endothelial cell produce nitric oxide to circulate blood. It produces the pelvic force to circulate blood even faster. So when we remove all these bonds, smash them, our blood circulates faster with speed. And we'll be compliant with the speed law. We won't be breaking the law. So these are some of the reasons, brothers and sisters, for scientific fasting. We want to share a couple of health rules. Then we're going to open the line for questions, Brother Rashid. A couple more health rules. Brothers and sisters, I want to reiterate, the first rule of health is that we are all individually responsible for our body. It is a gift to us. That is the first rule, to understand that we are the responsible party. If we're going to have health, we're responsible for doing what we need to do, learning what we need to learn, for maintaining it and getting it back once we lose it. It's up to us, brothers and sisters. That is the number one rule. That is the first rule to health. We are responsible for protecting ourselves. We're responsible for protecting our DNA. And we're responsible for the well-being and the integrity of their function. It's up to us, no one else. Not the doctor. You're responsible. So, brothers and sisters, just a couple more health rules we want to share. We should not allow squatter of viruses, bacteria, protozoa, worms, parasites. Those are squatters, brothers and sisters. They're not paying us rent to be inside of us. They want a nice warm place to stay and food. You're providing them with a nice warm place and food. Growth factor. That's the food that they love to eat. They don't have to do anything. And when they want to go somewhere, they just hop in the bloodstream and they can go anywhere they want inside of us. Inside of us. They have everything. All the conveniences are there for them. These are squatters. So that's one of the rules, not to allow squatters or opportunities to be in our body. So there are things that we can do to ensure that they don't get in us. Most of the time, it is the mistakes that we are making. The reason why they get inside of us, we allow them to. One other rule, we must remove blood impurity from our blood every day, brothers and sisters. Not every other week. Not every other month. Not once a quarter. Every day. Because we breathe in the air that got impurities in it. We're drinking the water with impurities. And we're eating the food with a whole lot of impurities. That means we have to clean our blood every single day. And that's what Syntomics would recommend us to do. And we have the product to do it. Particulate, subatomic particle, to do it. So one other rule. We must assist ourselves in using nutrients and resources. That's what they use. And we must provide them to repair the DNA and the plasma membrane in every cell. We must repair the DNA and the plasma membrane in every cell. Our body composed of 75 to 100 trillion cells. Each one of them have a plasma membrane. There's a nucleus inside each one. And inside the nucleus, you will find the DNA. DNA is central for our life on planet Earth. If it becomes fragmented because of what we're eating and drinking, brothers and sisters, we are going to have a disease. And if we do not know how to repair it, so the gene will release the blueprint to it, you'll be dying from your disease because you will have no other way to put things back to normalcy without the DNA. So at this time, Brother Rashid, you can open the line and see if anyone have any questions for us. And if not, we still have a little bit more information we can share, but we want to at least get that in. Anybody have any questions or comments to make? This is the time to do it.
It doesn't look like we have anybody on the line with their hands raised at this time, my brother. But, I mean, it was important information shared. I mean, that you said clean your blood every day.
Every day.
You also let us know about the toxins that we inhale every day, the toxins that we take in when we eat every day, the toxins that we breathe every day. And, you know, and one of the things that always catches me is the disinfectants that we spray in our bathrooms and our houses and things of that nature. So when you say clean the blood every day, what is this? Give us some requirements or how to, some opportunities that we can begin to do some pre-maintenance until we get to the point where we can order types of products that we may need. I'm going to say we may need. I know we do need.
exactly.
And you can share a little bit of that. And one thing, I have a friend, a person on the internet right now. My question is, I think I discussed with you about the person who was doing they call the all-natural liver cleanse.
Yes.
And the information that we're taking. So you can let us know while we're fasting the importance of that liver, the 400 functions or more that they perform every single day.
Amazing.
We just have
Amazing.
To really understand we're just a remarkable, a remarkable being, and we don't pay any attention to it. We don't
Absolutely.
Pay any attention. We just might as well accept that fact. We don't pay attention when we walk around with 24/7, and that's shameful. But here's the problem with all that, and I'm going to shut up. I'll be quiet, shall I say. Children need this information. So if you don't know it, how in the world do you leave a legacy? How do you leave a legacy if you don't know it? So I would say that, brothers, you can just share with them because no one has their hand raised at this time. So if you can kind of elaborate on that, I appreciate it.
All right, we'll take that first question about how we cleanse our blood and why we have to clean our blood every day. Brothers and sisters, in Scintometry 601, we study up to 70 blood impurities. 70. And that's about maybe a fourth of the number of blood impurities that will be circulating in a person's blood, over 500 blood impurities, Brother Rashid. Because the human being, we're in all kind of situation, all kind of condition, and we live in all kind of situation, all kind of condition, and we're exposed to all kinds of situations, all kinds of conditions, and we adapt to them. And this is planet Earth. Planet Earth is very toxic, and just from planet Earth. And then you add in all the things that man is producing and what he's doing to pollute and make more toxic. He's learned how to master combination of atoms, to put atoms together to produce new products, new plastic, new all kind of different things that weren't here 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. And he's daily manipulating the atom to produce other things. So these things we expose ourselves to, they always are found in our blood. Whatever you eat, whatever you breathe, and whatever you drink, whatever's in those substances will eventually find their way in our blood. And that's what happens. So no one have ever said anything about cleaning the person's blood. But they talk about detoxing. See, here's the thing. You cannot detox the cell with molecules. Molecules are like supplements. herbs. Those things are molecules. They're not atoms. So in order to clean the blood, we need to ionize, hydrolyze, oxidize, and use electrolyte dissociation to break apart those things that's held together in our blood. This is the problem with them. I just mentioned earlier that they are held together by bonds. They're bonded. Every substance, every molecule are put together by bonds, all kinds of bonds. So we have particulates. They're called particulates or handmaiden products. They're called polymers. These are the things that have enough power, have enough thermal energy, electrical energy, magnetic energy, nuclear energy, to remove these concretions, to remove the blood impurities, to dissolve them. Isn't it amazing? And the first time these particulates were used by Dr. Samuel Hahnemann, who was the father of homeopathic medicine back in the 1780s. I didn't say 1980. I said 1780. So you're going to tell me that these people do not know about particulates today when it's in the medical dictionary? And it's, And this person, Dr. Samuel Hamlin, he put together volume upon volume upon volume with these things in them, with these particular listed in them. You know, I just paused because something just doesn't add up. If they knew about this in the 1780s, and in 1938, particularly with license to be used in the United States since 1938, how many of you have heard about them or used them? They are particular for everything. These are subatomic particles, electrons, protons, positrons, neutrons, atoms, subatomic particles. If you can take atom, split the atom, and produce atomic bomb to devastate a country, a nation, surely you can take the same atom for good and remove garbage from the human cell. This is what symptomatologists have become an expert at doing. That's how you remove blood impurities. You take certain particulates, place them under your tongue, you know, and they go where they are needed.
To that I say, top beer, brother.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Because that is the first thing that we have to do to remove the blood impurities so our blood can move fast with speed so it's not slowed down with garbage. You can remove garbage from the cell membrane and the cell machinery by using particulates. You can produce thousands upon thousands of enzymes by using particulates. The cell will produce thousands upon thousands of ancillary enzymes for repair and maintenance. This is a whole nother level, Brother Abdul, Brother Rashid. A whole nother level. There's no reason for a person to die of hypertension and diabetes, chronic kidney disease, because all of those things mean they got garbage and sludge in their system. That's what it means. And they have too many blood impurities. And we would never be able to remove all of them because we have to breathe the air, we have to eat food, and we have to drink the water and beverages and all these things. So we would never remove all of them, so we have to keep reducing them. That's what we have to do, Brother Rashid. So that answers that question. What we do to remove
the blood impurities. That's a whole other dimension. That's a whole other dimension, my brother.
So when it comes to, I think the other question was about the person that's on the internet. I don't know where that noise is coming from, Brother Rashid. I guess it's going away. When it comes to detoxing the cell, I have already indicated that you cannot do it with molecules. Detox. We're talking the same thing. That's what happens when a person fasts. I mentioned during the scientific fasting what happened. The cells are able to decompress. You have things like coal tar derivatives that will be released from the cell. You have the dyes, the coloring in the food, the additive in the food will be released from the cell when a person fasts. Cell decompression. We have diabetes because there's congestion in three organs. If the person just fasted before they got diabetes to maintain their body and just do a little minor upkeep and maintenance, they would never have diabetes, Brother Rashid. And the cell would be able to produce the enzyme to do what it needs to do to cleanse themselves, to protect themselves, to renew themselves, to perpetuate themselves. So our cell has the ability to do all of those things, to self-regulate, Brother Rashid. This is the cell's ability. So if a person is sick, it's all because of the mistakes that the person is making. If they correct their mistakes, their dietary mistakes, their lifestyle mistakes, and learn how to live and navigate planet Earth, they wouldn't have the disease in the first place because we are created to live here, Brother Rashid. That's the main thing. We are created. We are a perfect match for planet Earth. Don't make any difference what happened here. We're able to exist and thrive here because this is where the Almighty placed us. He made life favorable for us. But you got to be smart. You got to get smarter. We got to understand what we're up against and produce the best mind by producing the best brain. And we're Muslim. Now we have the Quran. We understand it. We're living it. We have to maintain our health, brothers and sisters, to get the best out of it. This is the connection, because every disease is going to eventually affect our brain. We have to reverse every anomaly to put things back to normalcy. If not, it's going to get worse and worse and worse until eventually our life is at stake. This is what we see every day, Brother Rashid. Anybody else have another question? I know we're getting close to that time, Brother Rashid.
So we don't have any other questions right now. You want to give your closing remarks, my dear brother, and then we'll bring Mark Shaheed on to give us the other programs that take place here on IWDM Radio for the rest of the week. And also kind of share with us again that Ramadan time has changed. Please share with your friends, your neighbors, your relatives. We're talking about information that benefits everybody. Even though we're going through Ramadan, we're going through this fast. Information is out there to do dawah. This is not for us. We shouldn't be locked up in an Islamic center of each other. We should be sharing this wonderful information about Ramadan, about healthcare, about all the things that we are having conversations about, about how we make changes politically, educationally, socially, culturally, in our community. We should be talking to people. Why are we locked up someplace talking to each other when our job is to perform dawah? Our goal is to act like Muslims, to be like Muslims, and live like Muslims. So what are we doing? So once you give your closing remarks, then we'll bring Mark Shaheed on to teach the program. Thank you so much, my dear brother. Appreciate you. Thank
you. Walaikum salam.
You can go ahead and give your closing remarks, my brother.
So okay, we'll do that.
Okay.
I see a hand raised. I don't know whether you have time for that hand raise or not.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go ahead. Let me hang on just one sec. Let me get that person. I can pull them up on my phone here. Okay. And we do have, yes, sir, we do have 111. 111. Please state your name. Tell us where you're calling from. The mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak. I just wanted to let you brothers know I would have called in earlier. I'm just getting back home from going to the little market in my area. But I just wanted to mention, and I'll get off because I know we're about to wind down. You know, I'm a student of history. I'm always looking at, you know, history as it relates to now. And one of the things that we have to remember is that the Moors, the Muslims, whatever you want to call it, we got Europe out of the Dark Ages.
Absolutely.
What were the healthcare regimens other than disease, sickness, and illness? And we don't want to follow that. We need to follow our own rich tradition and get back into the healing of
yes.
our bodies and our minds and our spirits. And we need to revisit and remember history as it relates to us and how we can be motivated to be healthier. You know, we weren't sick until we started getting caught up with this sick care. It's not health care, it's sick care system.
Absolutely. Yes.
So I just wanted to mention that. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, like assalam. Thank you so very much. You are right on point. We should be the leaders today, the forerunners for the information that we're learning. We all should become students at some point and share this information with others. No one is stopping us. They can't stop us. because they have no alternative. And this is not the alternative. This is how the Almighty has created us, brothers and sisters. This is it. Believe it or not. And we've been blessed with it. Believe that or not. Our people have prayed for it. They prayed for it. Now we are here, and we can be the number one people in the world to help people get their health back so people are not killing themselves all over the globe. All over the globe, people are going, you know what, and killing each other. It doesn't have to happen like that. It doesn't have to end like that, brothers and sisters. They have poor mental health all over the world. Too many leaders with poor mental health, and we know they are mentally ill. Leaders of people, millions of people, because no one is helping them to ionize the neurofiber level plaque, to produce enzymes, to produce neurotransmitter, to be normal human beings, and to develop into human beings. Can't do it without these substances that our own cell produce. Brain is central, body is central, and cell is central. Hundreds of thousands of them. That's what we have to do just to maintain normalcy. So, brothers and sisters, if you have a need for a health coach, just give us a call. Your brother, Abdul Shaheed, at 678-572-7269. You may also send us an email at ashaheed2@gmail.com. Brothers and sisters, we shared information today about scientific fasting. I didn't tell you how to do it because if you want to know how to do it, you're going to contact me. I'm not sharing this information over the airways. I'm not doing it. I shared enough information for you to understand there's a scientific way to fast to help ourselves, and we should fast like this every other week or so. So our cell will get the rhythm. There's a rhythm to it. And that rhythm will make us to respect our digestive system. And our cell will begin to expect us to do this scientific fasting, and they will be more and more efficient for us. This is why we should do it, to cleanse them, to maintain them. And brothers and sisters, if our cells are in the right condition, in the perfect condition inside of us, they will go to the end of the world to reverse condition and diseases, symptoms and diseases. That's what they do. That's what they're good at. It. They want us to be healthy because that is their job, assignment, to keep us healthy. But it is the mistake that we make that we can change, brothers and sisters. That's what during the month of Ramadan, we can change and become the very best possible human being inside this body, housed inside this physical body, become the best human being. Think about it. So, brother and sister, please visit this website, the website for the American School of Symptometry, not for profit. It is amsos.org. Please go there, click on article. You'll see many different articles, conditions that people have that are reversible. Don't buy into this thing that we can't do anything about our health. We can't do what to do. It's up to you. The cell will do what you want them to do. So, brothers and sisters, we seem like we have some technical difficulties. So, we're gonna share what we are during the week. Every Monday on AM360, we have the program called Optimal Health. You can join us by dialing into 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 every Monday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Please join us and bring someone with you. On Saturday and Sunday morning, we have the program called Morning Talim. Please join us from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time by dialing into free conference call at 267-876-3648. And the passcode is 289-2322#. Please join us and bring someone with you. We'll be sharing the same or similar information and other information we'll be sharing. So just a closing remark about what we talked about today, brothers and sisters. People claim that the body healed itself. That's what they claim. Yes, but they do not know how to help the cells to heal themselves by decongesting them, by removing the congestion. This is what we have to do. Scientific fasting gives them the opportunity to achieve that objective. Our cells can reverse every anomaly. So, yes, the body heals itself, but you have to have something to do with it. You have to know what your part is. And that's what we're teaching on this program and others. We thank you so very much, Brother Abdul, Brother Rashid Abdul Salam, for having us to come on today. And we hope people gain some information, needed information that will help them to go further on that path of optimal health. We greet everyone with the greeting of peace. As-salamu alaykum, Ramadan Mubarak. Thank you so very much.
Alaykum as-salam, Ramadan Mubarak to you, my good brother. So, Mark Shahid, we passed the hour, but we just want to make sure that our radio listening audience understands what goes on here on IWBN Radio. So, Mark Shahid, can you close us out?
Yes. As-salamu alaykum to you, Rashid Salam, and to you, Instructor Abdul Shahid, and to our very distinguished radio listening audience. Ramadan Mubarak to all of you. I'm glad to hear from you, Rashid. Concerned about you here. Jamaica, Rashid Salam, there you go. Thank you. Yeah, because, yeah, you got the noise going there. As he's traveling by train back to the STL, I'm aware. So we want you to know the beat goes on here on IWDM Radio. As you just heard tonight, the Science of Your Health and Wealth Learning Lab tonight with Rashid Asalam and also Instructor Abdul Shahid. Excellent presentation, Instructor Abdul Shahid, on scientific fasting. All of us need that. And tomorrow, Wednesday, it'll be time for the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab with Rashid Salam, sitting in for Dr. Patricia Slaudine as she's away there in Medina, spending Ramadan there with her family. And yours truly, Mark Shahid, as we will have a Ramadan special. All the evening programs on IWDM Radio will begin early, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 2 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. And the theme for the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab is Ramadan and how it benefits the sacred institution and galvanized family life. So you want to tune in for that. And we ask that you make sure that you notify members in your community and families to tune in for that. Thursday is the Sister Learning Lab, which is the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab with Khalila Akbar and yours truly, Mark Shahid. And the special theme is Ramadan and how it benefits the sacred institution of marriage and when two become one. And both of those learning labs will be focused on emotionality. You want to see how Ramadan can have a positive effect on the emotionality during this blessed month. So it begins at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. Friday is Salatul Jumu'ah Day, Muslim worldwide. Those who are immobilized can't get out and about. You can come back to IWDM Radio with Imam Michael, a.k.a. Mikhail Sahir. It begins at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, and 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. Saturday, it is the Muslim Book Reading Club hosted by Imam Mikhail Sahir. And now we have Sister Zakia and Mahasin as host of that Muslim Book Reading Club. It happens each and every Saturday starting at 1 p.m. Eastern, it's high noon Central Standard Time, and it's 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time. It's on the Honorable First Lady and Mother of Our Community, Sister Clara Evan Muhammad, the Mother of Our Nation, and is followed by the MGM Roundtable that generally will air on Wednesday evening, but because of the blessed month of Ramadan, we moved it just in the month of Ramadan to Saturday afternoon, and it will start at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time. And we want you to know that the theme for the seventh year in a row is fasting in the month of Ramadan while feasting on the Quran. We had a great session with one of our very learned imams last week, Imam Dr. Nasser Ahmed, and we'll have another one of our very learned imams, Imam Abdul Aziz, will be joining me at the Muslim Global Message Roundtable this Saturday. So please tune in and help us get the information out to family, friends, and community members. Also, the longest-running production here on IWDM Radio is Words Make People. Yes, you can get Words Make People each and every Sunday with Imam Mikhail Sayer. It's each and every Sunday afternoon, starting at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's high noon Central Standard Time and 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. Beginning of the week, my good brother and friend, Imam Nazim Pasha, he hosts an outstanding production called ABC. That's Al-Islam-based conversation where a variety of topics are talked about. And he's also on the Ramadan schedule as his production begins at 5 p.m. time, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. And you just heard it live tonight, each and every Tuesday, the Science of Your Health and Wealth Learning Lab with our very distinguished esteemed Rashid Salam and his off-returning guest, Instructor Abdul Shaheed. And that's each and every Tuesday night. And we ask that you tune in. Make sure that your family, your friends, your colleagues, neighbors, community members tune in and listen to all of these productive programs here on IWDM Radio. And last but not least, we want you also to know that IWDM Radio, we do support the Muslim Journal, which is the lifeblood of our community. Make sure you keep your subscriptions up and think about making a gift of a subscription to the Muslim Journal to a family member, a friend, a colleague, a neighbor, maybe a community member, a pioneer, your local library, of those reentry coming out of the penal institution, make it a gift for them, and especially that could be a good gift at the end of Ramadan. So with that being said, as always, this salam is for you and yours. May God's peace be with you now and always. Assalamu alaikum wa Ramadan Mubarak. Back to you.
Yeah.